Getting Together, text by Carmel Riley. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Families. People all around the world live in families. A family is a group of people who live together. Some families are big, some families are small. Many people live in a family all the time. Some people don't live with their family, but they are still part of a family. In some countries, like the USA and Australia, there are many small families. A lot of families are made up of just the parents and one or two children, all living in the same house. This kind of family is called a nuclear family. Chapter 2. Extended Families. In other countries, families are very big. Sometimes grandparents or other people who are related live with a family. Sometimes two or more families who are related live together and make one very big family. Families with more than just a mum, a dad, and children are called extended families. Chapter 3. Indian Families. In India, many families are extended families. Most of the time, grandparents, parents, and children live together in one house. When people marry in India, the woman sometimes lives with the man's family. She becomes a part of his family. When their children are born, they also become a part of this big family. Chapter 4. Inuit Families. Inuit people live in small nuclear family groups most of the time. Inuit are Aboriginal people who live in Canada and Greenland. Inuit people move around a lot to look for food. Being in a small group makes moving around easier. Inuit people hunt together in small family groups, but their extended family is still very important to them. Inuit people get together in their extended family groups to share food and to take care of each other. They also teach their children about Inuit culture. Chapter 5. Australian Aboriginal Families. In the past, most Australian Aboriginal people lived in extended families too. Sometimes these family groups were made up of only a few people. At other times, they were made up of hundreds of people. Today, many Aboriginal people still live in big family groups. In these groups, people share things and take care of each other. Everyone takes care of the children. Chapter 6. Chinese Families. For hundreds of years, most families in China were extended families. They were made up of grandparents as well as parents and children. Sometimes, two or more related families lived together. If they lived in the country, these families worked together on the land. Today, families in China are much smaller. China is a very crowded country, and most families only have one child. Also, most people's homes are small, and there isn't as much room for big families to live together. Chapter 7. Getting Together. Families around the world are different from each other. But big or small, some things are the same for all families. Families around the world get together to share things and to take care of each other.